trying something new.
Yeah. We're in the park today, folks.
We're outdoors.
Yep.
We're recording outdoors today. So just kind of a disclaimer, I guess. Any external noise, mainly wind. Wind is my concern.
Wind.
The birds are going to be nice, I think.
Yeah, that'll be, I think that'll be cool. Will like that.
Yeah, the wind, I'm hoping is not, it's a pretty nice day, so hopefully it doesn't suck. But anyway,
yeah,
that's kind of that. Let's get right into it. We've got an episode for you today. Yeah, we can get right into it.
All right. So, something was brought up to me yesterday that I kind of wanted to get your opinion on.
Mm-hmm.
First off, have you ever heard the term himbo?
Yeah.
Himbo. It's become a thing.
I put the him in himbo.
Pretty much. It's now the general consensus at my job that I'm a himbo.
You're a himbo.
One of my coworkers called me at one time, and I was like, okay. And I didn't know what it was at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, I knew, like, the insinuation, kind of, because it's a play on words from the term bimbo. Basically, like, in simple terms, himbo is just the male version of bimbo.
Okay, right.
And then it was reaffirmed yesterday, because I brought it up to, like, a group of my coworkers, and one of them was like, oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. That's
like, you're a himbo?
Yes. And I'm like, okay.
Interesting. All right.
And I have the definition here. If you go on Urban Dictionary, there's a few. Basically, it's a dumb or naive man who, despite looking like an asshole Chad, is actually sweet, respectful, and kind. Typically large, beefy, and relatively handsome but friendly. Gentle giants, if you will. Perhaps the best example of a himbo is Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove.
So you're Kronk.
Basically.
Oh my god.
Kronk. That's... Kronk is the prime example of a himbo.
That's mad funny.
I guess. But overall, the general vibe I get from it is pretty positive.
Yeah, no, like it's a... sorry, my voice is all... It's a good thing, I feel like. If you're a himbo, like, you're like...
The dumb part's not really fun, but...
The dumb part kind of sucks. You know when, like, there's a... It's kind of like a southern phrase where it's usually like they'll say it to girls. Well, they'll be like... You're so pretty. When they do something super fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be like, oh, it's okay, you're pretty. Like, kind of like that. It's like a himbo makes, like, does something stupid or something silly, and they're just like, ha, classic. Like, you're a himbo.
Basically, yeah. Especially, and I could totally see it more so when, like, I first started working there. Because I was, like, really bad at my job when I first started.
Oh, really?
Like, I made a lot of mistakes. Now okay. I'm actually a trainer at my job now. So,
okay,
like, I'm pretty good now. But, yeah, dude, I made a ton of mistakes, like, in the beginning. And, I also see, too, outwardly, I am a pretty silly and goofy guy. Like, I try not to take myself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get that. Have you ever been called a himbo?
I've been called a himbo, like, once or twice.
Yeah.
It's not super commonly. I think I'm more like, what do I get? I don't know what I get. Just kind of, actually, that's kind of interesting. I was looking at, my old, I have a, for those of you that know me or that are close friends with me, I have a Finstagram,
yes.
Which is just like a spam account type thing. And I was looking through one of my old highlights on it, and it was like all these like polls and responses. And one of them that I posted was like, oh, I was just genuinely curious one day for people's first impressions of me.
Mm-hmm.
And the general consensus of like people's first impressions of me was like chaotic. Energy, usually chaotic, good, but like, just kind of a.
I could see that.
Just kind of a goofy guy. Yeah. Just kind of like, I'm very loud. I'm just kind of like, for the most part, have a pretty minimal filter, like. I guess, the new lingo, is just letting the intrusive thoughts win. Like if I had to describe my personality, I'm just letting the intrusive thoughts win. I usually lose those battles.
Oh yeah, 100%.
I'd be thinking up stuff in my little brain shop, and I'd be releasing it through my oral cavity.
Yeah, we actually did a podcast on. I think that was one of our first ever episodes. We did an episode on intrusive thoughts, I think.
Oh, yeah. Like the urges.
Those were like, I think we called them urges because those were like terrible ones.
Those are horrible.
Like stuff where we actually don't do that.
But, yeah, I had one the other day, assaulting a police officer.
Honestly, dude, every time I see a police officer, not assaulting them, but like seeing what I can, it sounds pretty bad, but like seeing, like trying to reach for their gun or like,
like seeing the type of stuff.
Or what if I just like bump into him, like aggressively, and then, like really, like okay, obviously pow. Intentionally bump into him, like body check him, and be like, oh, sorry, and then like see how he'd react.
And see what he does.
Dangerous game. This is why we don't actually do this.
That one's very dangerous.
Yeah.
He could like. I don't know.
It's actually, there's this CHP officer named Carlos who comes by my store all the time. And we love Carlos. He's a great guy. He comes by like almost every day. Like we love him.
Okay.
And one of my coworkers, Eric, he's actually the one who originally called me Himbo. But he loves Carlos and like they're super close and they talk all the time. And jokingly, one time he was like, hey, Carlos, can I see like your gun? Like, would you let me hold your service weapon? And Carlos almost let him. He was like,
no shot.
He was like, oh, I can't. There's other people in the lobby right now. I can't do that.
Bro, we're about to get him fired.
It's all a joke. His real name's not Carlos.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Yeah, bro. Check out my piece.
Yes, bro. Oh,
dude, that's crazy.
No, he's super cool. He was almost, Eric was telling him too. I think Eric was like a cowboy for Halloween. He was like, oh, I didn't have like the weapon. He's like, oh, I would have given you my old service revolver.
No.
Because we can't use them anymore, so it's just sitting around in my locker.
That's so sick, bro.
Yeah.
That's actually so sick. Well, this mysterious not Carlos sounds like...
He's a pretty cool guy.
Sounds like him.
Love him. He is him.
Yeah, I often bring my GAT to functions.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I my favorite, like, party trick is to pull up with the GAT. It's to pull up with the 9. To pull up with my piece.
My piece.
My prized hog. And you know, by piece, gat, and 9, of course, I'm referring to my penis.
Oh.
I shoot people with my
piece. You're just serving loads at functions?
I'll be shooting.
Okay.
I grab my piece, you know.
Right.
If I'm ever in a state of emergency, the first thing I'm reaching for is my piece. I'm like... Actually, no.
That could be smart in certain situations.
Just grab your dick.
It can be kind of disarming. It'll throw people off, especially if you're like if you think you're about to get in a fist
altercation,
like an altercation, yeah, like a fist fight.
Just grab your dick.
Pull it out. Like it'll, you know what I mean? Or just like start getting undressed, you know? Because if you take your shirt off at first, your opponent's like, oh shit, like we're about to fight. But then you pull your pants
down, and
then
the pants come down,
and then
like,
you're fully
what?
Nude, and then it disarms him, makes them uncomfortable, they start backing away.
Just fuck them.
Yeah. Great self... Okay, well, usually they just run. Like, just leave you alone.
All right.
Great defense.
Let's put ourselves in this situation. I'm the aggressor.
Yeah.
And I'm coming at you, right? And I'm like, yo, let's fucking throw down right now. Like, you fuck it. You touch my girl, let's throw down, right?
Right.
And so I'm pushing you, I'm pressing you, and you're like, all right, then. So your shirt comes off, and then your pants come off. And, you know, you're expecting me to be like, the fuck is wrong with you? And get out of there. My pants come off. And I'm like, all right, then.
So then
it goes from smack talk to, like, dirty talk. I'm like, come here, big boy. I see you.
So if that were to happen, off rip, like, my first initial thought is like, okay, well, at least we're not fighting anymore. You know what I mean? So,
well, thank God it's not a fight.
Yeah, overall positive. Then I feel like I would just play along with it, you know? Because now we're having like a fun little...
What if we end up having sex?
That'd be kind of crazy, just for that to like happen.
For that.
You know, right? Where are we? We're in public?
Yeah. Damn. This is like at the, like...
Like Kroger?
The fucking, yeah.
Damn.
At the Kroger? At the fucking, yeah. No, yeah, okay.
At Vons.
We're at Vons getting nude and frisky. And then I start giggling. And then, you know, like, I pull champagne out my ass. And that sucked. But, yeah, there you go.
There we go.
There you go.
Well, then I guess we just go until somebody stops us. Then the officers come in.
You think anyone's going to stop us?
Eventually.
Get out of here.
Yeah. They probably won't approach us directly, but someone will contact the authorities, and then they'll show up, and then we'll reach for their guns.
that's where the actual, like, duo of the century is born.
Yes.
By just two dudes raw-dogging it at the Kroger, versus, and then they yes. finesse two cops' guns.
Yeah. Two cops versus two naked guys in the Kroger.
Dude, we'd have to, like, go on the run together.
Oh, probably yeah. hold hands. Now, then we'd become a national news sensation.
We'd probably have to hold hands.
Two naked men on the run from local police after having intercourse inside a Kroger. Now, and then we just got to drive cross-country together on the run.
And it's you and me, hand in hand, you know, looking at... It's like, I could just get lost in your... enchanting eyes
yes.
as we drive across the country playing with our cocks and guns, our pieces.
Dude Romeo we and Romeo.
Upgraded the fort.
What is it called? Hansel and Hansel?
Hansel and Romeo?
Yeah. Who are the... Clyde and Clyde?
There you go. Clyde and Clyde?
Yeah. And that's like our honeymoon phase is just on the lamb. Just
naked guys.
Yeah. And then eventually, guns. Years down the line, we'll find a small town to settle and, you know, we'll... maybe start a family, and then one night we'll be out with the neighbors at a barbecue or something, and they'll be like, so how'd you two meet? Well, you remember that news story years ago?
And then there's 80 cops around in the building because that motherfucker has a wire on. He's like,
oh, my God.
He's like,
he was a rat. He's wearing a wire.
He's fucking... And then we just kill him and then kill a bunch of cops.
And then we go on... That's our blaze of glory. That's how we go out.
We just guns a-blazing.
In an 80-cop shootout.
Just dicks
in our small,
out,
tiny house.
Probably take out a couple cops.
Probably, yeah.
Probably... bust fat on each other's foreheads and whatnot, and then, you know, just kill it. What, do we kill ourselves, or do we let the cops light us up?
Is it group suicide or suicide by cop? It's more glorious, I feel like.
I feel like suicide by cop is a little more pizzazz.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, damn, like, the autopsy has, like, it's basically just our head and limbs because our chest is filled with so many bullet holes.
Yeah, these guys got shot 50 times each. Pretty much.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
And then we become like an American folktale.
Dude, they'd have like a museum on us.
Oh, yeah.
Of like our clothes or lack of. Yes. And like our guns.
And then we
guns.
Get a movie.
Dude.
Some years down the line.
It's like Brokeback Mountain meets.
Like Heat or like.
We're like basically Men in Black.
Yeah. Or what's that one Keanu Reeves movie? Where
John
they
Wick?
Rob the banks? No, the oh. older one. Point Break.
It's like Brokeback Mountain and Point Break.
Yeah.
Get a When Worlds Collide
yes.
thing.
When Worlds Collide.
Dude, I know. I think we could make history. Basically, all we have to do is pretend to... What the fuck? We have to pretend to get in a fight and then fuck at Vons. Or
pretty much.
Or drive to a Kroger. Or a fucking... What's the other grocery store called? Name all your grocery stores.
Stater Brothers.
Vons.
Vons. Fart and Smiles.
Dude, my mom used to call it that. Smart and Final.
Smart and Final, yeah. Not Fart and Smile. Smart and Final. Oh my God.
Smile. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Albertsons.
Superior Groceries. What's the fucking one? There's one. I don't know what it's called.
Publix. There's,
damn. You got your grocery game on lock.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not. I got Vons and Staters.
Grocery Outlet.
What's the fucking... I can't think of the one. It's gonna piss me off.
The
but
East
I'm,
Coast one?
No, it's in Fontana.
Winco?
Winco.
Costco.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Oh, there's the
I totally
Coast
fucking
one.
Forgot about those.
The East Coast one.
Does
that,
the East
like,
Coast have a big warehouse one?
No, it's not a warehouse one. It's like a smaller one. Dude, I swear, people from the East Coast do not shut up about this place.
Is it just, it's fucking it?
You guys know what I'm talking about. If anyone's from the East Coast, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
If you're
about.
Listening to this on the East Coast, your favorite grocery store.
Yeah.
whatever the fuck that's called.
I don't even, it's like a joint... like gas station. I don't know, it's something weird where you can get like a meatball sub at like a gas station or something.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, damn it, this is gonna bug me all day.
Look it up. While you look that up, I'm gonna touch on something for a little bit. So this is the first time we've ever gone outdoors for a podcast. We're sitting in a grass field and I'm getting fucking eaten alive by ants. I keep itching my ankles because this fucking sucks. I want to wrap this episode up like real quick because this fucking sucks. My ankles are getting lit up and bit up. I'm getting, God, Dude, and this happens every fucking time. I was telling Camille about this. I was like, every time I stand in fucking grass, the ants, I must call to them with my body.
I don't like that.
I must, because I get fucking lit up by creatures, critters, and all kinds of creepy crawlies. They want my shit. They want me. I'm desirable to the, what do you call ants? Insect kingdom.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the right fucking whatever. I'm just...
Oh, the Safeway.
Safeway. That's a good one.
Yep.
Is Rite Aid a grocer?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Rite Aid is in the one inside Ralph's. There's Ralph's, too.
Oh, Ralph's.
So Rite Aid's are inside of Ralph's. Rite Aid's like the pharmacy. But they also have ice cream.
Thrifty's, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that shit bangs.
Dude, oh my god. Thrifty's is so good.
Thrifty's actually bangs.
I could fuck up some Thrifty's any day.
Dude, facts. Facts. I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm content with this being a short episode. My ankles are being a bitch.
We'll wear pants next time.
I'm gonna do pants. Maybe we can just move recording spots.
Yeah. Maybe we'll make this a two-parter.
This could be...
Continuation.
This could be, the nude criminals who shop at Fart and Smile.
At Fart and Smile.
At Fart and Smile.
Damn it.
Fart and... Dude, that was so good. I think my last little... I guess we can do a little outro bit. Each. That was my favorite part of this podcast.
That was... Oh,
ready? Each.
Man,
that was so good. Like that we really are... We're himbos.
Pretty much.
Himbos.
I have a list of himbo characters here.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. Let's end on that.
So there's Kronk.
Kronk is... I think that's...
This is making more sense. They look at, like, George of the Jungle. What else? It's like, oh, Troy Barnes from Community, if you guys know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Troy from Community. Goku. That makes a lot of sense. Goku from Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
He's kind of like Kronk.
Okay.
Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo.
I'm with you.
All right. I feel better about this.
I do think...
Andy Dwyer from fucking Parks and Recreation. Andy Dwyer.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's such a good... That's a good, like, person to be relatable with.
I guess that's us.
I will say, though, I do think just by voice, character, personality, I think Kronk is, like, the spitting image of a himbo.
Kronk is the himbo.
Kronk is, like, the...
Yeah.
He's the himbo. He's the OG himbo. Which I think that's spectacular.
Yeah.
Which is some Kronks.
Yeah.
Two Kronks and a crank.
It's not a bad archetype.
Crank in my Kronk.
Yeah. Kronking it.
Kronking it in the safe way.
Stay Kronk, folks.
Keep it Kronky. Stay Kronky. Apologies for my bodily functions and noises.
All right, I think we gotta wrap this up. There's a lot of insects around us right now.
Fuck all this. Dude. Like, parks are great, but this fucking blows. Anyway... Keep it classy. Stay real.
Stay
keep it classy,
trouble.
San Diego.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Kronk out.